Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we are a mother-daughter team from South Central Texas bringing the sales system of Eric Waltholm to the world. And we combine it with a Black Belt mindset. You see, Black Belt Selling is about taking the mindset, system, and dedication that it takes to become a Black Belt in the martial arts and applying it to the profession of sales. As Black Belts in Taekwondo, we know what it takes to earn that status, and it's our mission to give you the tools, training, and coaching to become confident and successful as a Black Belt in sales. We teach there are three ways to elevate results: inner game, outer game, and action. And I'm very excited about the topic today, but I am going to throw out this disclaimer right away. Mark Shaw, Mr. Periscope, the head of Tag Tribe, was going to join us today. Unfortunately, I am not savvy when it comes to time zones, and he was ready to join at a different time, thinking that we were going to be able to broadcast live. The good news is, Mark is going to be joining us next week, and we're very excited. It will be a live broadcast, so we're real excited about it. So I apologize in advance for not having Mark today, but I will say we look forward to having him next week. And so Stephanie and I thought, well, what better way to work with this than to talk about my experiences on Periscope? And we have a couple of callers, so welcome to the call. Thank you for joining us today. So, Stephanie, why don't you take over from here?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think it's interesting that Periscope is kind of blowing up right now because I recently was at a training and I had someone who came up to me before the training even started and they go, "Oh my gosh, I love your videos. Your videos on YouTube, they're amazing. They're awesome. I love them. I love them." And I'm like, "Wow, okay, great. You know, that's cool." And he goes, "Why aren't you on Periscope?" And I was like, "You are kidding with me. I know you just started getting into Periscope," and I'm saying this new social media is really starting to take off. So for me, it was obviously great timing because, you know, I always encourage people to get into something as you master something else. So I recently had someone who was like, "You know, why aren't you on Instagram too?" And I was like, "Well, because I'm very careful to make sure that I get involved as I master it." So now that I'm, you know, feeling pretty comfortable with the channels that I'm using, I'm looking to launch into Periscope. So for me, this is really adept timing. Hopefully this will give some other people some great ideas on whether or not Periscope's a great move for you right now. And again, as always, since we're talking about selling, I do want to remind people that social media is a lead-generating technique. Sometimes you get lucky, you can make sales over social media, but for the most part, this is about adding value, and it's a lead-generation technique. So that's really what we want to talk about. So, Mom, why don't you share your story about how you got involved with Periscope?
Well, it's I'm kind of, I see something and I'll jump on that wagon and see where it goes type of thing. And I'm actually in the process of creating an information product called Black Belt Selling. And in my process of creating this product, which, by the way, I am hoping to launch by the beginning of October, so keep your eyes and ears open for that. But getting back to even finding out about Periscope, I work with Rick Cooper, and some of you who are on the call may actually be listening to Rick or know of Rick Cooper. He's a social media specialist and an expert, and he started talking about doing these scopes and about Periscope, and I thought, huh, that's really interesting. So I just decided to download the app and watch for a week and see what was happening with Periscope. And so what Periscope is first of all, you have to have a Twitter account in order to broadcast on Periscope because it's a Twitter platform. It's another part of Twitter. Twitter recently purchased it. I want to say it was this year. And when Mark comes and talks about it, he'll be talking a little bit more about that next week, about all of that stuff with it. all I can tell you is I started watching it, and what it is it's live broadcasting. So when you're watching someone live, so if let's say you follow me on Twitter and you want to follow me on Periscope, when you ask to follow, or you can just choose to follow me, and then when I go live, you get a notification on your phone. Now, this is all by phone. You can't broadcast live from your desktop. You can't broadcast live from an Android tablet. You have to do it from phone, and I think you can from an iPad. When I'm ready to broadcast live, you get a notification, and you can join me at that time. Now, the thing is, when you're done broadcasting, and I'll get into some of the interactions that happen on Periscope here in a minute, but you need to know that when you're done broadcasting, the broadcast only stays on Periscope for 24 hours. After that, it drops off. So if you want to preserve your Periscope, you have to get an account, a free account, on catch.me, and that's spelled KATCH.ME, catch.me. You make sure that's in your Twitter profile. And so when you go to broadcast, there's a place where you can click the little Twitter bird. You click that, it will, and because you have catch in your name, your handle on Twitter, it will automatically download it to a catch account where it's kept there, and then from there you can upload it to YouTube. So that kind of in a nutshell is Periscope. A lot of times we encourage people to go into the replays because the replays are just as valuable. The only thing about a replay is you can't message, you can't actually talk live to the person who is broadcasting at that point. So I started by just doing five scopes a week.
So I'm curious, you know, I know you got into this right as we were talking about blogging, and you mentioned Periscope in relation to blogging. Now, for me, not being involved in Periscope, they don't seem to be super related to me. Why don't you share a little bit more about what you mean when you're talking about Periscope and blogging?
Well, the thing about Periscope is that one of the things that holds people back is they don't feel they have content. They don't feel that they have anything to write about, let alone talk about. But as you become more involved in Periscope, you begin to find out that you really do have information. And the topics that are covered on Periscope are they're just as wide as you can be. But what I have found is that because I'm doing Periscope, the ideas for blogs are becoming more and more fluent. I mean, they're just kind of pouring out of me. And so this week I've actually posted two or three blogs, and a lot of those ideas came out of working with my Periscopes. And so you can actually use Periscope to do a video blog. So if you follow my instructions, you get a Periscope account, you make sure that hashtag KATCH.me is in your Twitter handle, you tag the Twitter bird when you're getting ready to broadcast, and it automatically will then record your broadcast so that you can download it. You can actually then turn that into a video blog, or you could go to your broadcast. You could maybe transcribe some of it and put it into a blog. I mean, the possibilities are endless with this particular platform. I mean, I could just go on and on and on, but I'll let you ask the next question.
okay, so I'm following on here. You know, one of the things you said that I think is a big deal for a lot of our listeners that they may not necessarily get is that doing these scopes has helped you create content for your blog, because I don't know, I mean, I'm trying to think of the last time you did five blogs in 1 week, and I don't think you've ever done that many blogs in 1 week. And so I want to make a point here for people that when you start creating content, you'd be amazed at how much content you have to create. I mean, seriously, you start creating content, and it will start taking care of itself. It's really, really cool. I highly recommend, if you are sitting here saying, I have nothing to talk about, just pull yourself, if you're a videographer, pull out your video, your camera for 5 minutes, 30 seconds, and just start talking about whatever's on your mind. Or if you're a writer, just start writing. You know, they always say write 500 words a day. So, you know, if you're a writer, and you'll start to get good content, well, you know, you have to do the writing. So even if you're sitting here going, I don't have anything worth saying, just start doing it. You'll be amazed, because I can tell you guys, I love you, Mom, but I don't think you've ever put out that much content all in one go. And I think that's amazing that that this is giving you the wherewithal to throw all this out. Now, unless you have something you want to add to that there.
I do. Let me share really quick an experience I had this week. So I'm a sales trainer, you're a sales trainer, and I've kind of outlined my content based on the sales system. And so this week I was talking about not lead generation, I was talking about appointment setting. And I thought, you know, I'm talking about this stuff, my gosh, I should put this down in writing. So I actually, within 30 minutes, because I had been talking about it all week long and I had been looking for information to share with my viewing audience, within 30 minutes, I had a brand new blog up and running, and it took me no time at all. I mean, some people think it takes long and long, and sometimes blogs do, but so you can go to wsalestraining.com/blog and you can see 6 tips I give to set more appointments. And these are tips that I've been sharing. Plus, I took them from an article, and I give due credit. The creative juices start flowing, and the next thing you know, you've got stuff to say. You can't actually help it. You have to say it. You have to get it on paper, because it's just busting out of you. And that's what I found that Periscope has done for me. And plus, I love interacting with people on Periscope. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, when you get into it, I really do challenge you guys, get into it and try it out. If you're interested, get into it and try it out. Don't let the little fears hold you back, because when you start to really get going with it, it just kind of takes on a life of its own. And you know what the great thing is about Periscope? I loved that you said earlier, it only stays up for 24 hours and then it's gone. So if you record a video that is just, you just are not happy with it, you don't have to worry about it. In 24 hours, it'll be gone. So good news there for everyone who's freaking out about putting a video out there.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about Mr. Shaw. I know, obviously, in case anyone is just joining us, he was not able to join us live today. There was a slight miscommunication about timing, and so he will be with us live next week. But I do want to go ahead, and you mentioned Mr. Periscope. So why don't you tell us a little bit, what has he done that's made him so, you know, so popular, so famous? Tell us a little bit about Mr. Mark Shaw.
Okay, well, Mark is, he's been doing training in Twitter for over 7 years. So he's very familiar with the Twitter platform. And plus he trains people, he helps people a lot. What he has done that is really beneficial, and I encourage you, especially if you're really thinking that you want to do something in Periscope, the big thing with Periscope is we have hashtags. And if you think hashtags were something important in Twitter, hashtags are ultra important when it comes to Periscope. What we do is you want to join a group, and there are several good groups out there, but I love Mark's group. I love Mark's group. It's called Hashtag Tag Tribes. And the way to join is you want to go to tagtribes.media, and you just, it's just a place where you can hook up with Mark, and he'll add you to the Tag Tribes Facebook group. Now, what happens inside the Facebook group is phenomenal. So when I go to do a live broadcast, what I do is I do two things that are really important. One is I usually about 15 minutes out from my broadcast, and a little bit ask me about scheduling, because that's an important part of Periscope I need to talk about while we're getting people orienting them to it, okay? But I don't want to get sidetracked right now. So when you go into TagTrack, 15 minutes before you're going to go live, you go in there and you put what you're going to scope about. So we call the broadcast scope. You go in there, you broadcast what you're going to scope about, and make sure you put your handle in there, because a lot of people have one name. So I have one lady that I've connected with. Her name is Yvonne, but her handle is Boss Babe Beauty. So, you know, not everybody's going to know what your handle is if it's not, you know, your name. So you need to put your name in there, your handle, and what you're gonna scope about. And then you need to put in about three different time zones, which now I'm learning that the UK is 6 hours ahead of us and not five, which is why we had trouble getting Mark on the call today. But so you want to do a Pacific time, because there are a lot of people out of the West Coast. You want to pick either Central or Eastern time. I tend to post Eastern time because there are a lot of East Coasters on there. And then you want to post Greenwich time or UK time. So those three, that way people can kind of, the Greenwich time is great because a lot of people know where they are in reference to Greenwich time. And then what you want to do is when you get ready to do your broadcast, make sure you put hashtag tag tribe in the name of your scope. Because what will happen is if people are looking to support you, they will actually put hashtag tribes in the search and they'll find you. And they will listen to you just because you're in Tag Tribes. So Tag Tribes is a supportive community on Facebook where even if we're not necessarily interested in what somebody says, we will go out to their scope and we will participate either live or on a replay and give them hearts. So we give them hearts. Now, that's a pretty critical part of of Periscope as well. But before I get into heart, Stephanie, did you have another question or comment?
No, I think you're doing great. I'm following right along.
Okay. So what you want to do is you want to give hearts. And there are heart contests that are out there. The hearts are very simple to give. What you do is you just tap your screen. You tap your screen, and that gives the hearts. And hearts are like, I agree, this is resonating with me, or you just want to support the person, and so you just give hearts. And what that does is we call it sharing the love. And it's really a great way to support people, especially when they're first getting started. I kind of start looking for first-time scopers because I want to encourage them. I want them to be excited about doing scopes, and I go in and I give them hearts. And they're now saying that you need to give 5 hearts, step out of the scope, and then come back in and give, 500, excuse me. If you want to give more than 500 hearts, that you have to get out of the broadcast and come back into the broadcast and give them again. There are still some glitches right now with Periscope because it has expanded so rapidly that Periscope has had a few issues keeping this moving, but people are so excited about it that people are just like, oh, that's okay. No problem. We're going to all be fine. And it's really a great community. But I really highly recommend Tag Tribes because people will go in there and they will look for your scope and they will go join you live. And if they can't, they'll go join your replay because then you go ahead and you post the replay information in Tag Tribes as well so people can go back and they can listen to you and give you hearts. Now, the difference between a live broadcast and a replay is that you can give hearts on the replay, like you can give hearts in the live broadcast, but you cannot message the person. So if you're interested, I'll go ahead and I'll post. I've actually posted some of my replays on Catch. I've posted some of them in the Black Belt Selling. I'm getting all of these groups mixed up, but our group, Black Belt Selling, and you can see how when people are messaging me inside of a scope, I will acknowledge them, I will answer their questions, I will talk to them. So it's a very interactive medium as well. It's you know, you have the opportunity to interact with the person who's broadcasting, and the more comfortable they become with broadcasting, the more they're going to interact with the people who are commenting in the chat below.
Yeah, and I want to encourage you guys, you know, save those names, save those contact information. You know, I had some, the young man who came to me was telling me all about Periscope, and you got to get on Periscope. he goes, one of the things you got to be careful of, he's given me suggestions because he does scoping and I didn't, or I still don't as of today. That may change by next Friday. But he goes, you know, you gotta interact. The more you interact, the more people will talk back to you. If you are just talking and just showing someone something and you're not interacting with the people who are interacting with you, it's really that's going out nowhere. People want the interaction, which is what social media
they
is
do.
About. So first of all, I encourage you guys to make sure you are actually interacting. But second, we're talking about using social media as a lead generator. So make sure that you're keeping track of who's interacting with you. Follow up with them through other social media venues. Get to know them and see if there's some way. That's the point of generating a lead. So make sure you keep track of the names and the contact information for these people who are interacting with you. So, sorry, didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead again.
No, that's fine. And, you know, one of the things that I try to do, and I don't always get to it, but on the replays, I can look to see who's joined me live. So then I will go out on Twitter, and I will mention them on Twitter. I'll give them a mention, thank them for joining me, and a lot of times I will write what the next day's scope is going to be about. So, I mean, just joining me live is encouraging to me, and it keeps them interested in coming back. And I've actually started to meet some people off of Twitter and connecting with them off of Twitter to give them more value. So it really is a powerful lead gen tool. Now, I asked you to ask me about
scheduling. So
tell me
about scheduling, because everything we do, of course, everyone out there knows we teach a sales system, which means we want to know how to make this as easy as possible on people. So tell me about this system you have for scheduling.
Well, first of all, when it comes to Periscope, you can't schedule your broadcasts in advance. That means is that, yes, that's kind of a drawback, and it's kind of not. Because let's say something comes up and you can't make your broadcast right then and there. Well, no big deal. As long as you didn't put it out there that you were going to have people joining you at that time, you know, you can do it later. But getting back to a system comes to your broadcast, you want to try to stay as close to a specific time as possible, because that's when people will expect you to scope. So the consistency is important. Now, even though you can't schedule it, you can be consistent when you show up on Periscope. And that's an area that I'm still working on, because I like to do my scopes at about 4:30 in the afternoon. And that's not a time that's working out for me to be able to work consistently. So I'm looking at times during my day where I can scope so I can be consistent. And
I'll encourage you guys. Mom is scoping every day. But again, if you're consistently Mondays at noon, that's fine too. it doesn't have to be a same time every single day. So don't ever let anything we say start to intimidate you or make it sound like you have to perform on the same level as us. You got to keep in mind something. We're not going to talk about something on the show that we're just starting to get into, right? So we're going to be level of expertise already. So I don't want anyone to sit out there and be going, oh, my gosh, I can't do this because I don't have time to scope every day.
Oh, no. And there are people doing 30-day challenges. I decided to go because I just scoped for 15 minutes a day. And I actually do two scopes now. I do one in the morning. It's a devotional, and one in the evening or one in the afternoon. But that's my choice, and that's my choice to build my business. But again, consistency is far more powerful than you know, one day doing it at noon, the next day doing it at 6, and the next day doing it at 3. You know, just the more important thing is decide what you can do and then just commit to it and be consistent. Be consistent. And, I'm excited. I think this is going to be a great intro to having Mark Shaw on next week. But I really do want to encourage you that if you are thinking about scoping, go ahead and download that app. I'm going to ask you to take action. Download the app if you haven't already. If you have an iPhone or you have an Android, download the app. Then I want you to contact Mark Shaw. He's going to be our guest next week, and I have confirmed that. We confirmed all the time zone stuff, so he really is going to be with us next week. Again, I'm hoping that you still got valuable content joining us today about Periscope, but you want to be with us next week for Mark Shaw for sure. But contact him through tagtribes.media, and then ask to be part of the Tag Tribe. And then just start to follow in the Facebook group. Just follow in the Facebook group and watch what different people are doing. Start to get on some scopes to kind of get an idea. Because the other thing about scoping is there's no one topic that you have to stick to. How many of you are familiar with Mark Ruffalo? You know who Mark Ruffalo is, right, Stephanie?
Yeah, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Yeah, exactly. He's the Hulk. He's the actor that plays the Hulk. Well, I follow him on Periscope. And one day I saw that he was scoping live from Venice, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I really need to see this. So I popped into the scope, and sure enough, he had his face at the beginning of the scope, and he's panning across one of the canals in Venice. Very short scope, very beautiful. It was an amazing thing to watch. And so, you know, if you live in a picturesque area and you just want to share that with somebody, you can do it as a scope. It's so fun. And people love to see other things through your eyes. They're fascinated. You are fascinating. And I guess I just can't say enough about Periscope. I'm going to be scoping this afternoon, and I'm going to have my two daughters with me, Savannah and Danielle. And I'm not sure what we're going to do, but we're going to have fun scoping for my audience and just have a fun Friday broadcast today. So if you are, I don't know, I guess I can't say enough, get the app. Get in touch with Mark Shaw through tagtribes.media. Get in the Tag Tribes group and start looking at it. And even if you're a little afraid, there's no risk in doing the things that I've said. You can start to see what other people are doing. You'll find your voice. You'll find the value you have to present to people. And then I'll be following you on Periscope.
Awesome. Well, I know we're coming up on the last minute and a half here, and I do want to go ahead and wrap this up. But I do really, again, just want to encourage you guys, you know, all of our listeners out there, whether you're live or whether you're on the replay, you guys are you're a breed apart from everyone else out there because you're taking time to get training, because you're taking time to learn about how to improve your business and how to grow. And if nothing else, you can at least talk about what someone else has already talked about. It is one of the big benefits to always being learning is you always have something awesome to talk about. And not everyone else has the chance to go through it. And so sometimes, you know, for example, what if you got someone who doesn't have half an hour to listen to this radio show? You go through and you just give them the Reader's Digest 20-second version of it, and that may be all they need. So you have more content available to you than you realize. You are more of an expert than you realize. Use these tools to put your data out there, make a difference, generate leads, and create business for your business. Next week we'll be joined by Mark Shaw. We'll continue talking about Periscope, but until then we're going to go ahead and sign off. Hope you guys have a great week, a safe Labor Day weekend for our stateside visitors. And I'm Stephanie, here for Anna, and we are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Have a great week.